ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Talked a little bit about Texans Patriots and Brock Osweiler and
art.
MMA.
Art.
What's art?
And that's not really art at all.
Peter says, does that mean you guys won't like your own hot takes with fake accounts like Skip Bayless?
No.
Hey, man, I'm not going to criticize what those guys have done. They make a great living. It's just not for me. And I guess the difference is, and this is a lot of media. This isn't just sports media. This has infiltrated all the media. People want Twitter takes so they don't have to think. They just want somebody to think for them. And be provocative. And when Skip does that, he'll have maybe 5% of the people say, hey, that's a good idea. The rest of them say, oh, you're an idiot. But they don't have to think about it. And I kind of expect more out of people than that.
The only person Skip Bayless ever answers to for an opinion is Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
So if he says something crazy on the air, he just ignores everybody who tweets at him. I don't think he reads his own Twitter. He doesn't care about it. So he just he says it, and then he can forget about it. If he's talking to Shannon, Shannon will say something, and then they'll go back and forth. It's fake. It's fake, phony. That's why I don't care for it.
But it makes some money.
I get it. I get that it makes some money. But the reality is, if we say something stupid, we've got callers who will call in and tell us we're saying something stupid. We've got texters. We've got tweeters. Who we actually respond to. We'll hold each other accountable for saying stupid things. It's just a different world. It's a different world of media, and I'm okay not living in that world. It's not for me.
Yeah, and trust me, I've had opportunities to do that. Just got no interest. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We haven't talked much about the other games. If you would maybe want to recap those a little bit.
Sounds great.
Well, let's start off with the game Saturday night where your Seahawks took care of business. I kind of think from a Lions perspective, it's really unfortunate that Matt Stafford got hurt late in the year because all the comebacks, all the things he was doing to keep them in games basically disappeared. He wasn't the same quarterback. And Seahawks ran the ball really, really well in that game.
Oh, man. Thomas Rawls looked like Marshawn Lynch a couple times. Line held up well. Russell Wilson played well. All in all, a really good performance for them. And I had my own questions defensively about what they'd be, you know, in the playoffs without Earl Thomas against a very good quarterback. They answered them. They were pretty good.
I think now you're going to get Seahawks Falcons. That's going to be a hell of a game. That's your classic defense versus offense. The NFC is going to be so great next week.
One stinker game.
Yeah, there's one stinker game, and
everything else lined up. And this is not to poo-poo the Texans because there's no one in the playoffs who, you know, had the Raiders won or had the Dolphins won. There still would have been one stinker matchup, no matter what. But I mean, that's the one bad game next week, and let's not. I mean, it's a 16-point underdog. There's no way of pretending like it's not a bad game. It's a bad matchup. But the Chiefs-Steelers, the Falcons-Seahawks, and the Packers-Cowboys, those are all wildly interesting and should be entertaining games. At least on paper, they're very interesting.
Yeah, and I'm
obviously sometimes things happen and you wind up with a blowout that you didn't expect. But I really I can't wait for the games next weekend. And this is you don't have any of those. You don't have Texans Raiders where you know the Raiders have no chance.
Or Steelers Dolphins.
Or Steelers Dolphins. Other than the Texans, and even the Lions, you kind of got rid of the sort of phonies, and you knew one was going to survive because of the way it fell together. But now you're down to teams that can win the Super Bowl, with one exception, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Steelers took care of the Dolphins 30-12. We talked about the hit a little bit. Le'Veon Bell was terrific.
That's an understatement.
Antonio Brown. It's the first time those three have been together in a playoff game, and it was just... Yeah, and I'll give the Dolphins credit. They luck-bocked their way into a lot of wins this year to make the playoffs. But for all those Dolphins fans, like, oh, well, we beat Pittsburgh. When Big Ben was hobbled around.
And Le'Veon Bell was first game back.
Yeah, you got to see the Steelers at what they are, which is a team.
Which, by the way, that was the Dolphins' only win over a playoff-eligible team this year.
Yeah.
One.
So...
Yeah, the Dolphins just weren't good. They were much like the Texans and the Raiders without Derek Carr, they were mediocre.
And I'll throw the Lions into that mix.
Yeah.
Some of those teams had to make the playoffs. There was that middle group of teams that are all between 6 wins and 9 wins and 10 wins. And they're all pretty much the same team. Somebody had to win enough games to get in, and they were one of them.
Congratulations. So. You're better than Buffalo.
But, yeah. But I thought the Steelers looked terrific. I can't wait to see them against the Chiefs. And yeah, when they did play early in the year, the Steelers just absolutely destroyed Kansas City. But that was in Pittsburgh. And I think you're going to see a different game. I think this one's going to be close. But
and Ben is playing off the whole walking boot thing. But
that worries me.
Yeah, you got to be a little banged up. And you're talking about the Steelers are road favorites. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good game.
I do, too. And, of course, Packers-Dallas, we'll be talking about that one a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That game wound up 38-13, and it was closer than that early on. Boy, the Giants could not hold a pass to save their lives. And I think the boat guys had 7 drops at one point between them.
Something like that.
Yeah, and then the Hail Mary at the end of the half, which was just... as beautiful a throw as you can make in that situation, and a great catch.
Well, let's face it. In the Texans game, that would be called offensive pass interference because he pushed off.
Probably. But, yeah. No, I you're not going to ever call that on a Hail Mary.
No. Nor should you, by the way.
No.
I'm being sarcastic, but he did push off. He even admitted in the post-game interview, he's like, I pushed off a little bit, got my separation, and caught the ball.
Yeah.
I worry for the Packers next week because Jordy Nelson just got out of the hospital today. I wouldn't be too optimistic about him playing, and that's a guy that he's very important to that offense. And Randall Cobb filled in nicely for a week, but is that gonna hold up throughout the playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a big question mark. And I'm real interested to see how the Packers do in Dallas because, to me, the Giants were a tougher matchup for Dallas, not only because they've already beaten them twice, but with that secondary,
right.
I thought they would give them some trouble. But the way the Packers are playing right now, they've won 7 in a row. They're playing as well as anybody.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a tough matchup for anybody right now.
Yeah. You've seen the best of him.
But, I think it makes for a really interesting game.
I do.
Honestly, I think whoever would have won that game next week, it would have been exciting.
All right. So, we'll there you go.
I wanted to bring up one more thing in regards to the Texans game. And something I've seen several times, and it's driven me crazy. And we talked about the Matt Moore hit and how he sort of crumbled down. And you talked about how guys are doing that and then they're asking for flags. DeAndre Hopkins has made it a habit to sacrifice slide. And he's not a quarterback. We're talking about a wide receiver who is yeah. running down the field and then baseball slides to give himself up. And then cries for a flag when he gets hit in the head. I've got problems with that on so many levels. Namely, stop sliding. You're a football player. You're a wide receiver. You're not a quarterback. To get the contact, get as many yards as you can. What is that? Am I the only one who has a problem with that?
No. I don't know where it came from. I'm just glad he's at least catching the ball now.
I mean, that's
open.
Nice. Don't get me
so
wrong.
So there is a positive there.
But when did wide receivers start sliding, like sacrifice slide? What is that? What are we doing here?
That's what it is.
I mean, that's unheard of to me. Next, it's going to be a running back. He's going to see, like, oh, that hole's not opened up. I'm just going to slide down. I mean, what? It's football. And then when he did it, he's looking around for a flag because he got hit in the head because somebody tried to tackle him and he slid into it. Dude, I don't feel bad for you.
No, I mean, you get what you deserve there.
Yeah.
And it's not all that different. Like Lamar Miller, when he broke the one long run that he had, he just saw he wasn't going to get any more, and he went out of bounds. Well, he could have lowered his shoulder and maybe got 3 or 4 more yards there.
I guess. I mean, at least when you go out of bounds.
Guys do that a lot more now, though.
At least when you go out of bounds, you're stopping the clock. Yeah. It's like, you know, there's a lot to it. And I understand if you know, there's no point in taking unnecessary hits.
Yeah, but if you got one guy there.
I
try to break that tackle.
I think there's a big, there's a fundamental difference in stepping out of bounds and sacrifice sliding, even just in the way it appears.
Maybe.
Like, when you slide like that, it looks like I don't want to get hit. I've got no interest in being touched right now. It doesn't make sense to me.
Sounds like most guys' wives. this one, getting back to the Bayless thing, so I'm not going to criticize them for making a good living for themselves or elevating their celebrity. I am, however, going to criticize them and everyone else who is purposefully blurring the lines between journalism and sensationalism, reporting and hot-taking. It's both dangerous and irresponsible. I agree with that. And, you know, we talk about that topic a lot, but unfortunately, it's not going anywhere. And those are the guys who are making all the money.
Yep.
But
tons of it, too.
I hope we never become that.
I guess it's sort of like, to put it into context for normal people, there's the girl who's, you know, a single mom who is a waitress to try to make some extra money, and someone said, well, you could be a stripper and make more money. And she's like, no, I want to set the right example for my kid. I want to do the right thing. So she keeps grinding it out as a waitress. I feel like we're waitresses and Skip Bayless is a stripper, is what it boils down to. Is that it?
Seems fair to me.
It's kind of it, right?
Yeah. We're well-paid waitresses.
Like, we're bringing home our 80 bucks a night, and he's bringing home 350 a night and has the opportunity to maybe
make a little
meet
more
up in the parking lot and make an extra 200.
Yeah.
You know?
And probably happening. But since we don't make that kind of money, we need to get our car payments redone, right?
Oh, yes.
And that's what I did, Fred.
I know. Saved that money. I'm pinching pennies over
that's
here.
Right. Skip doesn't need all that. But SlashMyPayments.com is going to help the rest of us. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's a great deal. Car dealers make most of their profit on your loan by marking up your rate. That's why they come back and say, we're going to give you a good deal. Well, that's because they marked your rate up, and that's much higher than what you deserve. That's your money that should be in your pocket. And they've done so many great things for our listeners. They've dropped some as much as $100, some more than that, percentages from like 9.75% to 3.74%. That's all money that go back into your pocket. You deserve, because that's your money.
Yeah. Taylor, the other day when I refinanced my car and I saved like almost $1,000 over the course of the loan, he texted me, said one of our listeners got dropped from a 9.85 to a 3.14. That's $103 a month, which is over $1,200 a year. So if you put that over, let's say, a five-year car loan, that's $6,000 they saved, and it didn't cost them anything. SlashMyPayments.com. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way to saving money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's SlashMyPayments.com.
Favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Lauren asked if you guys talked about tonight's game yet. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour. I really think Alabama just has too much here, and I think they'll get enough out of their offense. I Deshaun Watson is going to play well, keep Clemson close for a while, but I just think special teams, defense, everything, Alabama is going to make more plays, and I think it stays close for a while, and then the tide pulls away late.
Yeah, I said week two. I don't think there's anybody who in the country who can play with Alabama, and I think this is a coronation. I might be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I think that this team is better than it was last year, and I don't know if Clemson is better than they were last year. So
the only way to beat Alabama is they have to make a lot of mistakes, and you play your best game.
Well,
and they just haven't made many mistakes this year.
You also can't turn the ball over
right
against Alabama.
Right.
And Clemson turns the ball over.
Yeah, you
with
can't
regularity.
You can't make mistakes either. They have to make mistakes, and you can't make any.
That's why last year they were able to keep it close. Clemson, Deshaun Watson didn't turn the ball over last year. This year he's I want to say he's more than double the interceptions he had last year. Which, I mean, part of that's you know you're just playing looser, you're understanding things a little better and taking more chances. But you can't do that against Alabama.
No,
you can't afford to. And I think they're too much.
And I think he's going to have to run the ball an awful lot tonight too, which he hasn't done nearly as much of this year. A couple things that wanted to get to. Some coaching news. Looks like your Jaguars have a new coach.
Doug Marrone, congratulations. I think that he's an all right coach. I think he's decent. I don't want to crap on it. I like what they're doing with Tom Coughlin.
Yeah,
so
they're bringing him in as, what, director of
executive VP.
Yeah.
So they're working everybody in there. They're committing long term to the process, which I don't necessarily mind. I think they've got some talent there; it can work. But I don't know. I've never liked Doug Marrone as a head coach.
It was a weird step when the Bills hired him, but
yeah.
I think he probably did better than I thought he was going to do. And
you mean because he had Jim Schwartz as his defensive coordinator?
Yeah, well,
that probably helped.
He's not going to have that here, but I trust that he'll go out and get somebody. Getting back to what we were talking about before, Paul says what AJ said about people like Skip Bayless, thinking he knows because he knows the names Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor means he knows MMA, is what I've been saying about Mike and Mike. They do the exact same thing to the point that they said Conor was the first MMA fighter to hold titles in two weight classes at the same time. Told them to Google Dan Henderson, and while they're at it, Google Pride FC, King of the Cage, Elite, Strikeforce, and Bellator. And
they wouldn't know Dan Henderson if he walked into the room, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, but that's part of the thing when you do a national show like that. You need to know. You need to at least pretend to know about a lot of sports. And when something gets popular, and in this case, it's gotten extremely popular, and it's because of it's when you're new to something like that, you have to come with those kind of takes.
Yeah,
and you know, again, I'm not critical of it because that's what they. You know, that's what they get paid to do. They have a different kind of audience. And I think because we have a lot of MMA fans, AJ can dive into it a little deeper than what you would get at something like that. And, you know, they're basically going to do a quick hit segment on it, do their thing, and move on. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But I hope that's why, frankly, we've had some success is because we try not to be what we're not.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes that winds up biting you in the butt, but the reality is that's how it goes. Hey, did you see that Tom Savage is out of the concussion protocol?
Well, it's too late. He's been Wally Pipped. Brock Osweiler played the best game of his whole career. You can't sit him now.
Well,
I'm actually surprised. I thought that they would sit him. And I thought this, if Savage was healthy, they'd be back with him. But I also think it doesn't really matter.
No.
And this may be for the long-term benefit of Tom Savage not to be run out there coming off a concussion against a team that's probably going to hammer you, it nicely.
I would bet if they're not going to let Well, they're going to get far behind because it's the Patriots.
Right.
But I bet you they're not going to let him get too far behind before he makes a change. You can't afford to – you really just can't afford to go out there and let Brock Osweiler throw picks and get in a big hole. I mean, you got to have a short leash because if you get too far behind the Patriots, you're done. And I think they're done anyway. I wish I had more – I wish I had more positives, man. I really do. I wish I had something that I could say that would make me think they could go in there and compete with them. And it's not so much that the Texans are garbage. Their offense is garbage.
Yeah.
Patriots are really good. They're going to make a lot of teams look bad. They're probably going to beat the next three teams they play. And, you know, so there's no shame in getting your ass kicked by the Patriots. But the reality is you're next on their list. And I just don't think they're good enough.
I was thinking about who, based on what we saw this week and what we've seen so far, like, how would you rank the teams in order of chance of winning the Super Bowl at this point? Like, did anybody move up or down your list this week with their performances?
No.
Because I think the Steelers.
The Steelers are already, I thought. I in the end, I think it comes down to Patriots-Steelers, assuming Ben is able to play against the Chiefs. But if the Chiefs win, I'm not going to be shocked. I think in the AFC, that would be the order I would rank them. In the NFC, man, I don't know. The Packers?
I mean, would it shock you if any one of those four teams was in the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think it would me either.
No, and that's what I like. I like that. I like I don't know.
I think there are seven teams, and again, this is going to sound like I'm crapping on the Texans, but seven teams that I could picture playing in the Super Bowl. And I kind of think that's awesome because in the past, it's always felt like, even when it was down to eight teams, there's usually about three or four that have a legit shot
right.
of playing in the Super Bowl. So I kind of like this. I really like the way that especially the NFC side played out.
Yeah, because no matter what happens there, I feel
you're going to have a great NFC championship
game. Yeah, and whoever comes out of there is going to have earned it and feel pretty good about themselves. The problem is that I think the Patriots are going to beat anybody that comes out of there. I really think that, especially if they can stay healthy. And just so happens that's who the Texans get. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more to get to. Hey, can we talk about the rodeo lineup when we come back?
Sure. There's
a couple of interesting names on there. And then a bunch of people I've never heard of. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. This is it's a little tease as to one of the guys who might be playing at the rodeo this year. I'm going to go through the names, AJ, and I want you to tell me who these guys are because I don't know. March 7, Aaron Watson.
Don't know.
Sounds like a quarterback, right?
He does.
Local guy? Okay.
Okay.
March 8, Old Dominion. Sounds like a college.
It is a college.
Never heard of the band.
Decent Hoop Squad.
Have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. March 9, Chris Stapleton.
Country music guy.
Okay.
Pretty big, pretty good, actually, okay. Like, for as far as country music guys go.
I have not heard of him. March 10, Alicia Keys. I have heard of.
I've heard of her.
March 11, Alan Jackson. Heard of him.
Okay.
March 12, the Chainsmokers.
No.
I have not heard of them either. March 13, Sam Hunt.
I know who Sam Hunt is. Yeah, okay. He's like a he's not – I don't want to say he's like an R&B guy, but he's like a soulful type.
Okay, that's yeah, that sounds familiar. March 14, Meghan Trainor.
That's the girl who I think that's the girl all about that bass, no treble.
Okay,
big booty.
Yeah. Although, that's the only song of hers I know.
Yes.
March 15th, Thomas Rhett.
No.
I haven't heard of him either. March 16th, Luke Bryan. Isn't he a country guy?
Country music guy.
Okay. March 17th, Fifth Harmony.
No.
I was a big fan of Fourth Harmony, but once they went away.
Yeah.
March 18th, I will be getting tickets for this because I've been saying I want to see this guy one more time before he dies. Willie Nelson.
Oh, nice.
So I'm very excited
about
that.
I'd like to see that, too. I'm sure that'll be probably the hottest ticket on the list.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be doing business with them again this year and be able to go to that. But I would love to see Willie again, and that's March 18th. March 19th, Banda El Recodo and Signo.
No.
March 20th, the Florida Georgia Line.
I have heard of them. Not great.
March 21st, ZZ Top.
That'd be a fun show.
Yeah, I think I'm going to that one, too. March 22nd, Chris Young. Isn't he a baseball player?
I think so. I think he's two baseball players.
Yeah,
there's an outfielder and a pitcher.
Yeah.
One black, one white. So I'm curious to see which one shows up. One tall, one short.
March 23rd is Blink 182.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them, too.
Although I don't think they're the same band that they were before.
Did they change members?
I think one of the guys has changed. Yeah. There's one new guy.
Was it an important guy?
I mean, there's only three of them.
Oh, okay. So 33%.
Like
yeah.
Two of them were singers and one of them was Travis Barker. I think they were all kind of important. But I think the one that left, if I'm not mistaken, is like he's kind of a crazy. Like he's like he thinks aliens are watching him and things
like
that.
Well, they are, but yeah. Should they just be Blink 82 now then?
Aren't they?
They took one out.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I got it.
Dierks Bentley on the 24th. Isn't that a country guy?
Yes.
Brad Paisley, I also think, is a country guy on the 25th. And your former twin, the Zac Brown Band, on the 26th.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But,
I think he's lost some weight, too. I don't know if he looks like me anymore, but that was my claim to fame back in the day.
Well, that's your lineup. I know I'm old, but, man, Willie Nelson and ZZ Top I'm in on.
Yeah, those are good.
So I've not discussed this with the wife yet, but she gets no say in the matter.
Okay.
But pretty sure she'll be down with that. I don't think she's ever seen Willie. I think I've seen Willie about six times. I'm trying to think the last time.
I've seen Willie many a time. The last time was this last year when he was supposed to play with Merle Haggard, and Merle went ahead and died on us.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Well.
Pooch says Blink-182 changed for the better. I don't know. I haven't heard any new Blink-182, so I can't confirm nor deny that.
So he says, I make fun of Fred of AJ and AJ for being old and not knowing most of these people, but I'm 27 and I've only heard of the ones you guys know, too.
Yeah, I mean,
some of them I've heard of. I've probably heard their songs. I just don't know. I make no bones about being old when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't apologize for it. It's just...
Yeah. Again, much like with sports, like if I would have said, oh, yeah, I know that band. You would have said, what's your favorite song by him? I would have gone, I don't know. I would have been lying.
Exactly.
So I just tell you the truth, what I've heard of.
Well. So, he says, Tom DeLonge is no longer with Blink. He started Angels and Airwaves.
I thought that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I'm just
honestly, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm not going to see him anyway, so. And Pooch said they changed for the better.
Nope. I just said that. Huh? I read that exact tweet.
Did you?
You just pulled an AJ.
Okay. All right. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So he said, I've heard the acoustics aren't real good for concerts at NRG. It's not the best. It's not awful, but it's not as good as Toyota Center.
Yeah.
832 says, Willie was my first concert at 8 years old, 90% sure. I also got high for the first time as well. This is how long Willie's been doing this. My mom took me to see Willie when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And I'm pretty sure the same thing happened. So. All right. We'll have Quentin Demps will be here with us at 6 o'clock. We are out here at Saltgrass.
I'm excited to talk to Quentin after a win. I feel like he's going to be in a good mood.
You think?
I hope he's not limping. I hope.
Yeah, if he limps in here, that's going to be bad news.
And I'm going to try to get him to bring a special guest over because I know for a fact that one of the biggest stars on the Texans is within, I would say, 200 yards of where we are right now.
Okay.
I know for a fact.
All right.
So, and I'm almost positive that Quentin has his number in his cell phone. So I'm going to see if he'll text him and ask him to drop by.
Can't hurt to ask?
Yeah. What's he going to say? No? Okay.
Well, he might. I don't think he will.
I mean, Quentin might say no.
Yeah.
And if he says yes, the other guy might say no. But
it's a chance.
I mean, it's like 200 yards. What do you got
chance
going on?
We have to take.
You can come over here 200 yards and say, hey, I feel like you could do that.
I'm going to let you guys know we are
asking. I'm not asking him to sprint.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
You don't want him to pull anything.
Walk carefully over here.
Yeah. I want to let you know we're at Saltgrass in Pearland. Quentin will be here at 6, so if you're in the area and want to come out and meet him, he's great with everybody. Saltgrass, 25 years of perfection, 61 locations and growing. That Baytown location is opening soon. It's projected to be at the end of January. And, guys, they have the late dinner menu out here. They have the happy hour. The happy hour has cocktails from Liber & Company, which you might know from Billion Dollar Buyer. And come on out here, man. This place is terrific, and they always treat us well out here. It's been great coming out to Saltgrass, and hopefully this is something that we'll be doing more of when we're not doing a show with Quentin. I hope.
Right.
So somebody wants to know, will he be in your Deadpool? I don't know, man. Guys who smoke a lot of weed tend to live a long time.
Plus, I mean, how many points are you going to get for that? Willie's super old.
Yeah.
When are we going to do that, by the way?
Well, we've got all these people. We've got to come up with the rules.
Okay. So. I think with as many people as we're going to have, if we're going to have duplicates, these are my thoughts that I had this weekend over it.
Okay.
I was discussing this with myself in my brain. If there really are going to be 10 of us play, which was, I think that was the last count we had, then we're obviously going to have duplicates.
Right.
And if we're going to have duplicates, I feel like we should each pick 10 names instead of 5. Because that way there's going to be more diversity in the people who are selected.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like our golf pools where there's no way we can wind up with all the same players.
Right. And I think the other key is going to be everyone should have to submit their picks in an envelope. And then we'll open all the envelopes and read them on the air at the same time. That way somebody doesn't cheat and say, ooh, he has a good one. I want to steal that one. Like,
yeah.
You have to do your own research,
come up
with your own people.
Yeah, I don't want you people stealing my guys.
Right.
Because I'm going to do my own research.
So I think maybe Wednesday is a good day for that. Jong, if you can let everyone know in that email that they need to have an envelope, a sealed envelope, with their 10 candidates for their death pool into you by Wednesday showtime, that would be ideal.
Will do.
All right, Jong.
By the way, Barry Winter's in as well, so we got one more.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. Awesome. Okay, guys, got to tell you about Bedrock City Comic Company. And, man, if you have not been out there, it is such a cool place. And they're also giving you a great deal right now. Whenever you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off items throughout the store, and that's only at Bedrock City Comics. 5 great locations around Houston: Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugar Land. And if you didn't get that limited edition poster, well, I think you're pretty much out of luck. So you better go check out all the other great stuff they've got. New comics, back issues, novelties, graphic novels, posters, supplies, apparel, statues. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff, Game of Thrones stuff. And every time one of these comic book movies comes out, they've got everything. And they've just got – it's just a fun, fun place. You can go in there and get stuff for your kids, get stuff for yourself. That's what I do because I'm selfish. But it's like a friend of mine described it as an ADD dream because there's just so many cool things there. The owner, Richard, is terrific. The GM, Mike, the marketing director, Tiffany. Some of you guys got to meet her at Nick's place when the shows were there for the party. Great people that have a fantastic, fun store. So go check them out. Once again, 5 locations around Houston: Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugar Land. That's Bedrock City Comic Company, bedrockcity.com.
Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your
listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
And we are back on the Blitz. So I guess Jong's just...
Is this new Blink-182, Jong?
Okay.
pretty much sounds the same as old Blink-182. That's
yeah,
why I asked.
I don't know.
So it's not much different, I guess.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I have three choices for you. I have a beer-drinking woman who launched her SUV into the river and then kept drinking beer.
Okay.
That's pretty much the story. We have 50 pole dancers on 50 Jeeps at a funeral. And we have a hockey player saving a marriage.
No, I don't want that one. I'm going to go with number one.
It's a positive? Is that,
yeah,
is that
I'll
one?
Go number
you
one.
You don't like positive things?
No.
Okay. Well,
not for this segment.
But it's a gem. It can be a positive thing occasionally. Actually, it's kind of goofy. We'll get to that. But apparently, police pulled into a York Haven boat launch Monday afternoon behind a woman looking to arrest her for fleeing from them. They will do that if you flee, right?
Right.
Before they could, she guns the engine and barrels her SUV into the Susquehanna River.
What's the Susquehanna River?
It's a river in York Haven.
Okay, that sounds made up. This is in England?
No, this is here, somewhere.
Doesn't York Haven sound like it would be in England?
It sounds like it, but...
But it's not.
That's not where it is.
Okay, I don't even care where it is. Let's, what happened?
Wait a minute, I'm trying to find out. It's the York Daily Record, York Island.
York, Pennsylvania?
It doesn't say. It's just the York Daily Record.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to look and figure out where this is from. So, York County, PA. All right. There we go. Does that make you happy now that you actually have
My
this?
Fake brother was from York, Pennsylvania when I was in the Army.
Really?
Yeah. He was also a Hoffman, and he was also just a tall, skinny guy. And we told everybody we were brothers so we could hang out. Like, because we, you know, when we would go out in the field, we'd get to hang out together.
Yeah.
And they would put us, they when they would attach their company to ours, they would always put him with me because he was my friend. So we always said we were brothers.
Well,
we're not.
The acceleration from the black 2011 Subaru Outback propelled the SUV about...
Those things will go a long way.
20 feet offshore, as a matter of fact.
Well, I just meant like they'll go for a lot of miles.
Well, no,
it's a very practical vehicle.
They'll go 20 feet offshore if you gun it, which is what she did. And, God, I hate when they do this. When they say, answer a survey to gain access to the content. Bleep you. I'm not answering any damn survey for your stupid page. Well, anyway, she winds up in the water where she proceeds to keep drinking. And, yeah, I can't get the damn story now because of this goofball quiz I have to take.
Just take the quiz.
I don't want to take the quiz.
Well, give me the answer. Give me the questions. I'll give you the answers.
Well, it's stuff like, have you purchased a car in the last 6 months and crap like that?
Just say yes.
Well, see, I always say no because if I say no to everything, then there's nothing they can really have
but
me do.
But if you say no, they're going to say, are you interested in buying one? And they're going to send you ads.
But, yeah. Basically, though, she kept drinking and somebody sent me this on Twitter. But, yeah, I can't get access to it now. So there.
All right.
But well. That's funny. She drank. She crashed. She kept drinking. That's basically it. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Everybody happy with that? Good.
I feel the story didn't come
the
over quite as well as it could have with the
it's
full story.
The gem of the day.
Well, I got that one late. So,
gem of the day.
Are you saying I should have picked a different story?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's on me then.
So, oh well.
You shouldn't have had that in the options list.
Well, I didn't realize it was going to be one of those things where I had to answer the stupid quiz to read the story.
Okay.
Fair enough?
That's fair.
The other two were stuff that I had this morning, so that's how it goes. See, people send me stuff throughout the day, and then I kind of add them and then go with one, and that looked funny. But that's what happens when I add something late.
I forgive you, Fred.
Well, it's really on you for picking the wrong one.
Do you forgive me?
No.
No.
Yeah, I kind of do, actually.
Okay. Then let's just move on.
It was a failure of a gym.
It happens.
So
I'm sure the sponsor didn't notice.
Probably not. They still got the jingle.
Yeah.
They still got the gem of the day.
In fact, let's play the jingle one more time to satisfy them. John, can we do that?
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Now I feel like they should. They have to be satisfied.
They got extra, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't like we had something that some weird sexual story or something that was going to make him angry. All right. Q Demps expected to join us here at 6 o'clock. And a lot to talk to about with the Texans. In fact, big win over the Raiders. Got it done. Defense was terrific. We'll ask him a lot about that. Ask him what he thinks of the offense. We'll also ask him how his health is, because that's a guy they're going to need next week. They're going to need all hands on deck. You do not want to go into Foxborough down to, well, I guess Kareem went out too.
Yeah.
That's a guy you need to have. You don't want to be going with
that. Lots of problems.
Yeah. All right. Tell people about My Computer Career.
I will tell them, Fred. Listen, a lot of people, it's a new year. They've made a resolution to put themselves in a better spot with their career, maybe get a new career, get out of the crappy job they're in now. Great place to start is mycomputercareer.edu. Maybe you want to make more money. You just want to have a better life. My Computer Career is a great place to go, and you don't need any IT experience. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months. You attend class on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certifications you're going to need to start your new career in IT. They're going to help you get hired because they've got a lifetime career services department set up. They're going to help you advance in your career once you are started. Now, if you're thinking, are these guys for real? Consider this. In 2016, they helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. That's real. That's an exciting possibility, and you could take part in it. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and you are on your way. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets out there. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.